This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
It's not your imagination. Gas prices have jumped over the last several days. The statewide average for a gallon of gas is now $3.04, and it's even higher in some parts of the state. Daniel Armbruster of the AAA says the higher prices will stay that way for a while. We asked if it's any coincidence we're seeing a spike in prices during spring break.
Probably not a coincidence. You know, certainly with more people driving, there's more pressure on demand for fuel, and this is just a popular time for road trips.
Still, everything is relative. Drivers in Texas are still paying less than the national average, which is $3.41 a gallon. Mexican cartels are increasingly using drones on the Texas border. The feds are calling this a growing threat to homeland security. Drones are mostly used as spotters.
The number of incursions was something that was alarming to me. I don't know the actual number. I don't think anybody does, but it's in the thousands.
The cartels use the high-definition cameras to see where the Border Patrol is hiding so they can move people a different direction. Some drones are also flying drugs into Texas. Smaller ones are capable of carrying up to 5 pounds at a time, which is a lot of fentanyl. You might not expect professional bull riders Kid Rock and Jerry Jones to strike a partnership, but they're all going to work together this spring. AT&T Stadium will host the PBR World Finals in May, and Kid Rock is now planning a rodeo with a $1 million purse leading up to that weekend. He says he introduces his Detroit friends to the sport when he plays at rodeos.
They're like, dude, I had no idea. I had no idea, like, this is that great. I'm like, I know. I've been trying to tell you. And so we've always kind of joked, like, man, you should try and grow that. So when this opportunity presented itself, it was a no-brainer.
The Cowboys say previous PBR events have drawn huge crowds, so they're excited to welcome them back. A new resort casino in McCurtain County will have a soft grand opening on April 1st. The $238 million 100-bed Choctaw Landing Resort and Casino in Hochatown near Broken Bow Lake will be the fourth casino and luxury resort for the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. This is the last call for total solar eclipse meetings in Hopkins County. The Chamber, City of Sulphur Springs, and Emergency Management are hosting three informational meetings on Wednesday, March 20th, at the Gray's Building in Pacific Park. The meetings will be at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m. These will be the final meetings that the Chamber will host before the total solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th. The Van Zandt County Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with numerous other law enforcement entities, conducted a series of compliance checks on 152 registered sex offenders in the county. Of those 152, officers attempted to make contact with 85 of them. Of those, officers made direct contact with 49. Three of them were alleged to be non-compliant. In addition, 20 arrests were made on charges including possession of child sex abuse material, aggravated sexual assault of a child, 2 for continuous sexual assault of a child, and 3 for indecency with a child. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.